What does the Bible teach about business? That's what we'll uncover together on the Business in His Image podcast. This show explores strategies from the Bible that will help you grow your business, strengthen your walk with Jesus, and help you reach your God-given potential as an entrepreneur. The Bible is filled with practical wisdom to help you live for God while using your gifts. Let's unpack what that means for you and how you can use biblical truths to build a thriving business that honors Christ. Now it's time to dive in. Are you in a season where you've been praying about a decision, but you're not getting an answer from God? Maybe you need to move forward and decide, but you just haven't gotten the reassurance and clarity you were hoping for. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to make decisions biblically, even when we haven't heard from God yet. So if you want a practical method for making decisions more quickly using godly wisdom, stick around until the end. Proverbs chapter 7 verse 4 says, "Let wisdom be your sister and make common sense your closest friend." I love this verse so much. Do you know, friend, that sometimes as Christians, we can over-spiritualize things, like really bad, to the point where we're overly asking God questions about things that He's already given us wisdom to decide. Now, let me be clear that there are some things in our lives that we should wait on God for an answer. And I am not suggesting that we should bypass prayer and just jump into making decisions out of the sake of just using wisdom, right? Because that is not what I'm advocating. I am all for praying about our decisions, praying about everything in our life for sure. And as I mentioned, there are some things that we do need to wait to hear from the Lord. For example, regarding a spouse, if you're going to marry someone, you want to make sure you're hearing from God whether or not this is the right person that He has for you. If you're starting a ministry, you better believe that you need to hear from the Lord about that. Those are really big, life-altering decisions. But there are some things that we can decide for ourselves using wisdom and common sense. And we can trust that as we are praying and in a relationship with God, He's going to guide us in the right direction if He sees that maybe the decision we made wasn't going to be the best. So I believe that God wants us to discern those situations and come into a higher level of spiritual maturity where we start applying wisdom to make decisions in those lower impact decisions. When I created my first couple of courses, the Lord's hand was supernaturally giving me insight on what to create. He was literally giving me the copywriting formulas for my course Copyland, telling me how to grow my audience. He even gave me the name for my course when I was completely stumped on what to name it. And I loved that. I remember the day I was creating my course, ListLingo, my email marketing course, and I was struggling to come up with a name. All the names I came up with, I didn't like them. And I prayed and then I just let it go. And as soon as I let it go and stopped thinking about it, the name just dropped in my mind, ListLingo. It just came to me. It was unlike anything that I had come up with. I know that I could not have come up with that name by myself. It was truly God inspired and I went with it and I loved the name. But here's the thing. I started relying on that supernatural aspect of my relationship with God to the point where I wasn't really taking action in my business as much as I probably should have in some areas. And in some ways, we all do that, right? We all do that in different ways, in different areas of our lives. We love that aspect of God, that supernatural encounter that we have with Him, where He tells us exactly what to do, or He tells us exactly what's going to happen, and then it happens. It's lovely and it's beautiful, but God works in other ways too. And so just because we aren't having that encounter every time, that doesn't mean that God isn't guiding us. It doesn't mean that He's not speaking. He speaks in different ways. So I believe that God wants us to come to that place of maturity where when we are not getting those clear signs and having those encounters, that we can still move forward in confidence because we know His word and we know that we have went to Him about that issue. Proverbs chapter 3 verses 19 and 20 says, "By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, He created the heavens. By His knowledge, the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the dew settles beneath the night sky." God acts supernaturally, right? But when we look at His creation, we also see how intentional and wise He is in creating things. For example, look at the human body. Sometimes I think about the fact that our human bodies, they could have operated supernaturally where we didn't have organs and veins and blood vessels and all of those things, right, in our body. God could have just created our bodies to just operate and do all the things that they're doing without those things, and it would be supernatural. But what he chose to do instead is create systems in our body to perform those functions. So our body is still operating supernaturally. It's still by the power of God. If it wasn't for God, our bodies would shut down completely, right? It's God who works in us, but he uses those organs in our body as a tool. So I believe that the same applies in our lives. He's guiding us all the time. He's speaking through his word. He's speaking through other people. His hand is on our lives if we have a relationship with him, but sometimes he will use a natural means to speak to you. He might just give you the idea by putting a desire in your heart to do something. God has done that with me, where he puts a desire in my heart. And that is not to say that every desire we have is from God, because it's not true. But sometimes he works that way. And through prayer and reading his word and stepping out little by little in faith, that's how we find out. So you know that I am all about being practical and actionable with what we're talking about. So let's talk about some practical ways, some action steps that we can take when we are not hearing from God clearly, but we need to make a decision. The first is be still and pray. Maybe you already have, and if you have been praying, that is amazing. I'm going to share some other tips as well. But if you haven't prayed about it and you've just been stumped on what to do, take some time to be still and to pray. Number two, think critically about the situation. Sometimes we bypass this step, to be honest. We're so overwhelmed with different thoughts, and it's like we're shooting a bunch of darts at a target, trying to figure out which one is going to hit, right? Which one is going to make it? What do I do in this situation? And we're just going over different scenarios. Should I do this? Should I do that? We're asking everyone we know for advice and getting more confused because everyone is giving a different opinion. Sometimes we need to pause and think critically through the situation, okay? Using logic, using wisdom. What are some viable options? What is it that you could realistically do to get the best outcome? Think critically. What does reason say? And again, this comes back to not over-spiritualizing things. Sometimes we just need to think critically. God gave us a brain for a reason, and it's not a sin to think through your situation. It's actually using wisdom and thinking about what is it that you can do about it. And again, that's why the number one thing that we're going to do is pray, because when we pray, the Bible says if we lack wisdom to ask for it and he will give it to us, right? So if we pray and ask God for wisdom and clarity and to show us what to do, then we can trust and have faith that as we're thinking critically about the situation, God is imparting to us the wisdom that we need to make the best decision. Number three, what does the Bible say about your decision? You can also ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to a verse or a specific scenario in the Bible that resonates with what it is that you need to decide about. You can look up scriptures around that topic, but think through, what does the Bible have to say about that? Number four, talk to someone you can trust. Now, I am not advising that you automatically take their advice, but that you just consider it. I remember a worship leader saying, listen to advice, but follow the Spirit. And that stuck with me. Sometimes I actually like to go to people who I know have differing opinions just to see what they're going to say. And God has helped me to develop the skill of being able to discuss why their opinion is not right for me. And it actually helps me think critically through my decision. If you're not in a place where that muscle has been developed and you feel like speaking to someone who's highly opinionated is going to sway you in one direction or the other, then maybe now's not the time to do that. But it is good to talk to someone you can trust and just get some practical advice, see what they say, and pray about it. Maybe God will work through them to help you see things from a different perspective. I know there's been times where talking to someone has really helped, and God has used that person to shed some light on an option that I didn't even think about. On the flip side of that, there's also been situations where someone's advice has actually pointed me in the wrong direction because I just went with it instead of thinking through the situation for myself. So listen to advice, but follow the Spirit. Listen to what they have to say, but think critically through the situation and whether or not it's really, really a good choice for you. sometimes God will just give you a gut feeling about what's right and what's not. And if their advice isn't good for you, you might not have a sense of peace about it. So don't force it. And then number five, decide. Yes, we all have to come to that point where we make a decision. And if you struggle with indecision like I have, that might be difficult. But I once heard someone talk about this and I thought it was so good. They said that indecision actually keeps you from making progress, because if you decide and you make the wrong decision, you can pivot, right? You can quickly pivot and still make progress and keep moving forward. But when you don't decide at all, you're just literally standing in the same place. You're not making any progress. So decide. And again, I'm not talking about huge life-altering decisions like who you should marry or whether or not you should start this ministry or, you know, things like that. But I'm talking about those everyday decisions in your business, in your life, where you just need clarity. For example, maybe you're praying about what to name your business, or you have a new offer in your business and you're not sure what to price it, and you're just going back and forth about it. Like, God, what should I name my business? What should I name my podcast? What should I name this new offer? What should I price my services? And you're just going back and forth and not getting clarity. Well, use wisdom and decide. And if it doesn't work out, you can change the name of that business, right? You can change the rates for your services. You can change your logo, like all these day-to-day decisions. You can change it. It's okay. But it's so important to decide. Friend, I hope that this framework helps you. Again, let's go through that five-part framework for making a decision. Number one, pray. Number two, think critically about the situation. Number three, dig into what the Bible says. Number four, talk to someone you can trust. And number five, decide. Remember that you can always pivot. Now, friends, since you clicked on this episode and you listened till the end, I know that you want to honor God in your business. And that's why you should download my free 5-day devotional that's all about being a Christ-honoring entrepreneur. You'll get practical tips and encouragement to help you keep God first in your business and in your life. And you can get it for free at thevirtualmama.com/devo. I'll also link it in the show notes. I hope this episode blessed you. Remember to please rate and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen so that more people can be blessed by this podcast. Until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to the Business in His Image podcast with me, your host, Joe Harris. If this show has blessed you, please share it with a friend and subscribe so that you can be notified when we release new episodes. My prayer is that God will help you soak up every bit of what you've heard today and help you apply it to your business so that you can see results. I'll see you next time, and may God bless you.